Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne from Bookstore One in Sarasota. We're located at 12 South Palm Avenue in downtown Sarasota, and we're having a splendid evening here as booksellers. Andrea Ginsky's here with me, and we're each going to talk about three books that we're excited about. We know holidays are coming up, so if you need gift ideas, I'll start. I have three books that could work as mindfulness books, even though only one out of the three is a mindfulness book, theoretically, as a genre. And I know sometimes people want to give gifts that are helpful to people that have been through things or that have gone through things. And I want to promote one that's called Running is a Kind of Dreaming by J.H. Thompson. And this was a man who suffered from addiction, also mental health issues, which sort of go hand in hand, having a master's in counseling, I know, and obviously a lot of people know that people self-medicate sometimes with alcohol or drugs, and so this is what was happening to him. And he sort of, amazingly enough, cured himself by becoming an ultra-marathoner, which I guess if you're going to really do something, go big or go home, right? So he had a type T personality anyway, and he chose this as sort of his mission. And he did a lot of studying, too, and actually he became a psychologist himself. But it's a fascinating study of how he decided to get into this. He couldn't remember a lot of his childhood, and he thought, why don't I remember a lot of things? And so that was sort of what spearheaded him to try to get better. And I just found it fascinating. I know that another bookseller here, Doug, read my review and then wanted to read the book as well because he was intrigued by the whole process that this man went through. So that's one that I would recommend. Andrea?
Yes. So if you're looking for gifts for somebody who likes award winners, I every year when the National Book Award finalists are announced, I try to read the books I haven't heard of. And this year there were two, and so I'm going to talk about those two, plus one other book that I had heard of and had already read that's on the list for the National Book Awards. So the prize is going to be awarded on the 17th of November.
Nice.
So it's still in the running.
All right.
So the first one is called Zori, and it's by an author named Laird Hunt, and it's about a woman. The main character is Zori, and it takes place in Indiana. It starts in the 40s, and she's a young girl, and she's an orphan and living with her aunt, who then passes away, and she's basically left on her own. And it's it may even be the 30s because it's a depression, and she's very poor. And I don't know, the book is follows her life for 70 years, and she works as a radium girl, painting clock faces, and then she gets married, and her husband is killed in the World War, and the book just follows her interior life and this small community where she lives in Indiana that's kind of the rock of her existence, and I just loved it. It's a beautifully written novel, and I just really liked her. She's a very strong person. She survives on her own. She has a farm. And it's also a very little book. It's only like 160 pages or something.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to give a gift that someone who doesn't like a big old book, then I would definitely recommend Zori by Laird Hunt. And I'd never heard of it, so I'm glad it's on the list for the National Book Award.
Okay, nice. Oh, I love hearing about those nominees. Okay, and as you were talking, I was thinking a lot of books in general, right, are about resilience. And
that's true.
It's empowering to us to watch people go through things and make it through. And sometimes, obviously, they don't. But another book is a nonfiction book. It's a memoir called Everything I Have Is Yours. I may have talked about it last podcast, too, but it doesn't hurt to restate it. This is an excellent book about the longevity of marriage and what people go through. This husband has a mysterious illness. It's actually the same thing that Joni Mitchell supposedly has, and they don't really know a lot about it. So this couple goes through so much. They go to Germany for a conference just to seek out any kind of information they can. And it was just really inspiring to me just about, again, relationship longevity. And it was a beautiful book on love, just loving someone through through disease and all sorts of trauma that this man went through. So I really enjoy it. And it's by Eleanor Henderson. And she's also a fiction writer, too. So this was her first foray in a memoir. So I thought it was beautiful.
Okay. So the next one I'm going to talk about is, like I said, on the list for the award. And it's is Matrix by Lauren Groff.
This is funny. What are y'all
doing? Okay. So the next one I was going to talk about was The Matrix by Lauren Groff. And Lauren Groff, in case you don't know, is a Florida author now, though this book has nothing to do about Florida, but she lives in Gainesville, which I'm a Lauren Groff fan. Not everybody is, but The Matrix is a beautifully written book about a very odd subject. And it's about a woman who is kind of put into exile to run a convent in England during the Crusades. And that was what the main character is. And it's vaguely based on a poet from that period named Marie de France, who actually hardly anything is known about. So Lauren Groff had this kind of empty slate. They do think that she may have been a lover of Eleanor of Aquitaine, who is a character in the novel. But the novel is really interesting. So the woman who's the main character develops this convent to be like the most successful convent of the time. But the book all takes place in the confines of the convent. It's like you never see you never hear about the town around it, hardly. People aren't allowed in. They build a maze around the convent so people can't come in.
Is that where the title comes from?
Yeah. Cool. And you know, it's not my normal kind of book because I'm not usually read historical fiction, but when I finished it, it's one of those books that I keep thinking about. Oh, and wow. So I would recommend it. And for somebody who likes historical fiction or a kind of well-known Florida author, and it's going to be on, maybe it's going to be the National Book Award winner.
Nice.
So that's that one.
All right. Excellent. And the third one I was going to talk about was a new one by Ruth Ozeki called The Book of Form and Emptiness. And it's a book of fiction about the death of a parent and what a single mom is going through with her teenage son in the aftermath of that. And the fact that the husband dies is not a spoiler. It happens like page one, so that's not a spoiler. But I found it fascinating because both these characters have probably their own mental health issues that were sort of stirred up, let's say, once the husband died. And it's just very interesting how they have parallel lives. They're living together, obviously, but they sort of are living parallel lives, trying to figure out their way through their grief, through their mental health issues. And it's just really well done. And it's sort of a love letter to libraries, because the son finds solace in the library to get away from his mom. And I remember going to St. Bonaventure and just loving the carols in the stacks, and like going and reading and just that peaceful. And that's where this boy finds like his peace and kind of his people too. He starts hanging out with the regulars at the library.
Yeah.
So I know, Andrea, you'll love that eventually. And what's your third book?
Okay, so my third book is, I'm reading it right now, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through, but it's, and I had never heard of it, and it's called Hell of a Book, and is by Jason Mott, and it is just, I'm just really enjoying it. Now, it's about serious subjects, but the writing is funny and moving. The main character is an author who's on a book tour, and he's a Black man, and so he's traveling around the country talking about his book that seems to be called A Hell of a Book as well. Okay. But there's a lot going on, because there's a whole backstory. There's a couple of backstories. One, the author disassociates from reality. So there's his imaginary thinkings. And then there's also a whole other story of this little boy named Soot, who may or may not have been killed by police, who may or may not be real. And he's kind of traveling along with the author.
Okay.
And nobody else can see him. And so, but the writing is, and it's contemporary. So unlike the other two I wrote, this is taking place right now. The writing, I wish I had given, I wish I had an example of a metaphor. I think there was one I was reading today. It was something like, the day ended like the closing of a laptop. Ooh. And it's just like, there's like lines like that that just stop you in your tracks.
Oh, so wow.
It's really, really good. I think it's going to be on my best books of the year.
Okay.
So.
And next we're going to talk about just a couple events that are coming up. I do want to do just a shameless plug for something I'm going to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on a book, A House of Gucci by Sarah G. Forden. And it's the movie with Lady Gaga and Adam Driver. It's coming out Thanksgiving Day, I believe. And I'm doing a talk at Burns Court November 28th, probably the 2 p.m. matinee. And the book is fascinating. And you know that movies never live up to the book because you can't put everything in a book in a movie. You can't. So the book is fascinating. The family of the Guccis is just crazy and just amazing, like what happened to them. So I wanted to promote that.
You know, I think I'm just going to talk about the Brené Brown and the Amor Tulls because the others. So we have a couple of events coming up that are sponsored by our vendors and publishers that are pretty exciting. So on November 30th, Amor Tulls is going to be in conversation, and it's presented by Indie Book Buzz. And if you go on our website and sign up, then you may win a signed copy of the book,
nice.
Lincoln Highway, his new book. And then on December 2nd, with Random House, we're one of the bookstores who is having the book launch for Brené Brown's new book, Atlas of the Heart. And that's a really big deal. And that event is bundled. So when you get a ticket, you pay for a ticket, you get a copy of the book.
Oh, nice.
So you can sign up for both of those on our website, and which is sarasotabooks.com. And so those are two big events that we're excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about that Brené Brown book too, because I guess it's like a map of all the emotions.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
she's
sounds really
sort of
interesting.
Study, which sounds really
yeah,
good.
You know, she's pretty accomplished.
She is.
More than pretty accomplished. She's really accomplished.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, thanks, Andrea.
You're
and we're
welcome.
Just having a fun night here. It's like, it's starting to get to the holiday buzz, and
yeah,
people are getting excited. So we appreciate doing this, and thank you for listening. Bye.